Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. much love from the first kiss. I remember thinking never felt like this. Only 16, but I felt like a man. Only in my dreams while my folks understand. Damn, you look fine like time stood still. I knew that it was destiny to brought us here. Clock can be rewind, but you were always mine. Won't let you go this time, and I'm living up to find that.
Coming to you live every Saturday from 12 to 1:30. And we have stuff for all intellectuals out there. This is the place to be, definitely.
Yeah.
And we have a great show lined up for you guys today. Great, great show. And we're going to get to it real, real soon, right after C Troop says hello to the whole wide world.
Okay, so we're going in early, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get to it. As I give the universe greetings to everybody all around the world, the globe, the universe, and beyond galaxies, I say good morning, good afternoon, good night, buenas noches, buenos días, konnichiwa, salam, namaste, sakwase, sakapet, assalamu alaikum, lafia, perep, good day, ne ho ma, bonjour, bonsoir, what up, son, what up, though, alito, akashke, what the business is, where you at, nef, halona, suwapona, and yo, le se all, so wate. Greetings, greetings, greetings.
Greetings. And maybe our guest has a greeting that they can add. You never know.
Maybe. Maybe somewhere where it's warm and islandy and tropical.
Or not.
Or not.
We'll have to ask if he can add to the greeting, you know, to see what the greeting is where he's from.
Righto, righto. So we going to get to our guests like right now, or are we going to wait a little
bit? I think we should right now. It would be a great time.
So
I think it would be
it.
A perfect time. Hello
there.
There. Are you with us?
Can everybody hear
How
me?
How are you?
Hear me?
We can
Hello.
Hear you. Can you hear us?
That is pretty awesome, because I was worried there for a minute that y'all couldn't hear me, because, I mean, after that introduction, I was like, well, the best I can do is wop to you, what's dealing with the world, and that's about it, because bonjour and everything else got taken. That's
there
about
you go.
It.
What's up,
C-Truth? What's the deal,
Doc? Hey, what's happening? Everything's good. I'm going to add that one in on there as well, man. Wop to you, them.
All right? Yeah, I said wop to the people there, man. Righteous. Respect.
Uh-oh. There you go. There's your greeting, see? You got to say it just like that.
That's all I got, man. You took everything else, so that's all I got.
That's it? We'll take it. And, you know, she does this by memory sometimes. She memorizes it. So he's going to have to add that to the end. He's going to memorize that, too. He has to stay with the accent, though. It's all about the accent. Well, we want to thank you for joining us, Mr. Glenn Lewis.
I really appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah. And for anyone, again, you know, we don't take anything for granted. But for those who may not be aware of who Glenn Lewis is, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Okay, a little background history, a little, okay. Well, I have, you know, for those that might know, I had an album out several years back entitled World Outside My Window. The lead single off of that album was Don't You Forget It. And I also had a song off the soundtrack for the Made in Manhattan soundtrack or the Made in Manhattan movie. Entitled Fall Again, and you know, now coming with a new album, Moment of Truth. Oh, I feel like I'm cutting somebody off. What's happening? What's up?
You're not. You talking? We listening?
Oh, I thought that was C. Okay, I got the new album coming out. I got the new album coming out entitled Moment of Truth, August 20th, 2013. Got the single out right now at Radio. Can't Say Love, written by my man Latif, produced by Certified. Young up and coming production crew out of Philadelphia, and we're doing our thing, man. We're having fun right now, you know. So for those that don't know, you know, I've been out here for a while doing the music thing and singing, and you know what I mean. So yeah,
and we so love your music, you know. And it's funny because you can always tell when someone's getting ready to resurface or do something new because the Twitter, you know, the tweets are off the chain.
Right.
I see a lot of Glenn Lewis tweets. Glenn Lewis tweets. And
there's a lot of
that's
love.
That's how you
right
know
now.
Facebook. Yeah, you or do a Google search, and you know everyone's talking about you know what you have going on now. So
which is awesome.
Which is awesome. And we know that this journey is about transformation and transitioning. And so, what would be the difference for you between that first album and this one? What are some of the lessons or some of the going
to
hear on this new album?
Well, I guess, you know, like the first album, I was, you know, working with Vidal and Dre that produced that first album. And they also, you know, they did a lot of different artists. They've had a lot of success, but, you know, our process in making that album really wasn't a whole lot of thought involved. Like we went in and just, we took it one song at a time, you know, and, literally, the 15 songs that made the album was the 15 songs that became the album. It was literally the only 15 we recorded, and it was just, you know, we were just kind of like vibing. Whatever came out, you know, we kind of kept that honesty and the rawness and the emotion, and that was the intent for the vibe on the album. This one, Moment of Truth, you know, I went in with the mindset, you know, with every producer that I spoke to with regards to going in on working on the album, I said, listen, I want to be able to, you know, I want to be able to share. I want to be able to give. You know, the other one was sort of an invite into, you know, this is me. This is experiences that I've gone through that I've gone through. This album's more like conversation pieces, like song to song. It's sort of like a moment of truth. It's like an opportunity to have a conversation and you know, just a truthful sort of thing where it's just we're just sharing, and it's just like each is a conversation piece and more like me giving of myself and just trying to have, you know, just wanting to have fun, really. You know, that was really the process going in on this album.
And did you write on this album?
I did. You know, several of the joints on the album I wrote. Some of them I collaborated, you know, and just vibed with different artists, different writers, you know, stuff that I, you know, songs that might have been presented to me. And it sort of, you know, it resonated with me, like as far as like, yeah, this is something like that I would say or I've experienced and been through. I mean, I may not have necessarily worded it that way, or if there's something that I felt needed to change, like in the song, you know, I would like change the lyric, you know, to you know, something closer to what I might say. But yeah, I had an opportunity to collaborate with a lot of great writers and a lot of great producers.
Okay, okay. And we, and of course, we'll get the Glenn Lewis flavor because, you know, you have a flavor that people can pick up on, which is good. It's good to have a flavor. A lot of people don't
That's
have
good,
that.
Though. Yeah, no, every artist got to have a little signature thing, got to have their thing that they do. So that's a beautiful thing that you identify with that. So that's beautiful. That's what,
yeah.
That, you know, that's what's up.
Where do you get some of your influences from when it comes to your, you know, how you create music? And we know that you're from the islands, your family's from the islands, but you're in Toronto.
Right.
So how did you,
yep,
like, culminate all of these, you know, flavors to make what you create?
You know what? I guess it's the kind of thing that, you know, from all the different influences, a lot of the music that was played around the house or music,
mm-hmm,
that I sort of discovered on my own, I think, you know, eventually it just kind of, the things that you admire or the things that you, you know, artists that I might look at and respect, I think in its own way, like its influence of striving for greatness, like, you know, it's sort of like identifying with greatness, in, you know, from various albums, various artists, various songs. Sometimes it's just one song, and it's just the way that it's put together is just so brilliant that, you know, obviously with anything, I imagine that anyone would do, they want to be, you know, they want to be the best at what they do. So, you know,
yeah,
those particular aspects, you sort of incorporate them, but you add your twist. And at the end of the day, no one can do you like you. You know what I'm saying? So, or even like, even if you have influences, it's not really about trying to emulate and sound like somebody else. It's more so boring the things that are great and finding those things that are great in you, and somewhere along the way in the process, you know, hopefully, at least that's been what I strive for, is just trying to make something bigger than you and trying to inspire people the way other greats have inspired yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Did you have any pressure from your family to do more cultural music ever?
No, not really. You know, it was just kind of, you know, like I said, a lot of great music was played around the house, and, you know, I,
mm-hmm,
sort of discovered a lot of great music, and there was never really that thing of like, you know, you should do kaiso, calypso, soca, whatever, or reggae or dancehall. Like, it was never really,
uh-huh,
like that. It was just kind of like, you know what? You know, it's wherever it takes you, you know, and for me, it's just, I just thought that a lot of, you know, a lot of the great R&B music that was played around the house, I was like, man, like, you know, incredible vocal performances and just, you know, that sort of like, it just, you know, a lot of great artists that I was exposed to just kind of leaving their heart in the vocal booth. You know, I was like, yeah, I identify with that. That's what I want to be.
And when you perform, because I know that you've performed all over the world. Do you find that there's that common thread, like you can relate to people all over? Was that ever a surprise? I know we've spoken to a couple of people that are very, you know, they're kind of taken aback by going to one, like a small remote country and seeing people know their words and feel their music,
right,
you know. What,
right,
was that experience,
right,
like
initially? You know what? It's pretty incredible. You know, for people to, you know, it's one thing, like what I've mentioned before, to strive. You know, you're striving for greatness, and you're striving to want to touch people in the way that a lot of great music has touched you. It's another thing to have the opportunity to step on a stage wherever you go, regardless of whatever, you know, wherever on the planet, and people be able to sing it back to you, and you see the results of that work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of different ways to describe it, and a lot of ways it's humbling, because, you know, not everybody gets a chance for that to happen. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, also it's kind of like confirmation, you know, letting you know that you're doing what you're supposed to. So,
yeah,
you know, it's encouraging, and it makes you want to reach for more. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And then we have a tweet from BrightEye64, Miss Louise Couture, who said she had the good fortune of meeting you in L.A. on the video shoot 2002, and that you were a great dude, so she just wanted to big you up.
Oh, that's what's up. What's up, Bright Eyes? You know, man, it's so crazy. I feel so horrible. How about, I, like, honestly, just meeting different people here and there. And it's something that I try to get better at. Like, you know, there's certain moments where, certain people you might meet where you're like, oh, I remember such and such where we met. And then, other people, like, I'll have great conversations with, but if I don't necessarily see them as frequently, it might slip me, you know what I mean? So for the fact that, it's still in her heart to be able to be like, yo, I just got to say I met dude and he was a good dude. Like, that's major. I'm always terrible with that. So hopefully we get a chance to run into each other on the West Coast or whatever again and, we'll catch up with something.
Is that a date?
Absolutely.
She might think you're asking her on a date.
Well, right now I'm chilling. I'm single,
uh-oh.
So you never. Uh-oh. Yeah, you never know.
Ladies,
yeah,
you hear that? The man said he is single.
So, if any of you radio we're talking to, Mr. Glenn Lewis here on the program, call us 646-478-5123, or you can tweet at IndieReview, that's REVUE. How do you keep sane, and what are some of the things you do to just keep balance? Because, this business world of things when it comes to music can take you on a crazy ride that sometimes you don't expect, even if you are, prepared. So how do you, keep focused?
Well, fortunately in the case, my circle's kind of small, so a lot of the people that are around me I don't need anybody, just to agree for the sake of agreeing. They all have minds of their own. They're all individuals and strong people. So, with whatever I'm doing, sometimes I may need advice. Sometimes I may need, another opinion, a second opinion. And, the people around me are good folks. And it helps a lot, So I would say the combination of having as tight of a circle as I have and just prayer, and it just keeps me straight.
And that's always a good thing because, Lord knows, we need that.
It's important to have good people around you.
Yeah, and then that platform, you're on a large platform, so you have a tendency to be pulled in all these different directions. So yeah, it's definitely important to have balance. Yeah, and is that one of the reasons why dating is just not a part of the picture now because you're so busy, or you just haven't met the right one?
I mean, matter of fact, I date just because it's the kind of thing, it's not really about searching, right? It's just about moments.
Right.
You have an opportunity where you might connect with somebody, and it may not necessarily be intended for you to be together, but you end up having a really great friendship or a type of relationship that blossoms into something else. So I'm always open, and I love the company of a beautiful woman. So, any opportunity I get to just, to be able to fall back and get away from just work and just be able to be myself, I'm going to take advantage of that because no moment is guaranteed to anybody. So, I date it's one of them things that, whenever it happens, that type of connection, it'll happen.
So
and
what
then
is, what's
be saying
the
good one?
My question was, what does a typical date with Glenn Lewis consist of? What would that look like?
Oh, wow. Oh, damn, put me on the spot. it could be
they're
a
listening,
variety.
Glenn, they're
you know?
Listening.
I know. That's what I said. You put me on the spot. it depends, sometimes it can be, like, to me, I think with any date, the most important component is conversation, to be able to have the opportunity to share and get a feel for each other. Because beyond that, nothing will mean like anything really if you're not able to communicate, with regards to just about anything, things that you might be passionate about, things you might be thinking, whatever it is you're going through. Unlike maybe some cats where they might be like, man, please, dude, you're lying. But I'd rather hear, where a woman is coming from, how she feels about particular things that she's passionate about, what she's thinking about, where she's at, experiences that she's had, And I think you know, outside of the game and the mystery and doing the things that we do sometimes with dating, those honest moments, you know, that's what enables, you know, me to make a connection. You know, if there isn't that, if there isn't some kind of substance to it, then it's nothing for me.
And have
and
you
I
ever been on a date with?
I agree on levels with that too, because in today's world, it's all about the right, you know, mix and the right person, rather than just doing something because, and then you end up, you know, just in a situation that, you know, really you shouldn't have been in the first place if you would have just took a little time, you know, get to do the conversational things and so forth and all of that. So.
Oh yeah, I mean, if you really think about it, it's like after you have particular experiences and you're able to identify what you want from your life and what you don't, I think, you know, truth of the matter is, in spending a little bit, you know, you spend enough time with somebody, you can kind of tell, you know, what you're getting into. And if you have enough love and enough respect for yourself, first and foremost, and wanting the right things, you're going to be able to, you know, you're not going to BS yourself, and you're going to be able to know what you're looking for in that person. Otherwise, you know, the only person that, you know, with all the games that people play with dating and everything, the only person you're really playing at the end of the day is yourself. You know, ultimately, from an instinct standpoint and from a love and respect standpoint for yourself, if you really want something real and you know you're ready for something real, you're going to do the things necessary to acquire that. You're going to put that out and you're going to get it back. You know what I'm saying?
Makes sense to us. When's the book coming out?
it's a work in progress. It is work
in
progress.
It's a work in progress. We're going to have a limitless book on dating. Well, if anyone could tell us, I mean, we could listen to your albums and learn some lessons there, right? You could tell us.
Definitely. I mean, that is absolutely another outlet. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's that giving, right? You know, you go through some things and it's like, I know you've been here too. That's what them songs is about. You know what I mean?
What are some of your favorite things you like to eat out when you're out on a date? Because, you know, I'm a big foodie, so, you know, I got to address some foodies.
Oh, okay,
right,
okay, I got you. I really shouldn't be, because, you know, I got to watch my figure. But, you know, I like my little pasta and everything, you know what I mean? I'm kind of a, you know, and now and again, a little bit of, you know, red meat, seafood. I mix it up, you know what I'm saying? I like, obviously, without question, love West Indian dishes, you know, whatever the case may be. But sometimes I am a big pasta person. I kind of got a thing for, you know, whatever it is, from fettuccine noodles to penne to whatever. I love pasta.
Now, wait a minute. We're getting off track. I had a real specific reason for asking that question before. So here's the big question.
Okay.
What kind of woman does Glenn Lewis date?
Oh, wow.
What is because people are waiting with bated breath. You have to answer this question. Some people may just remove themselves from the selection process.
Okay.
We're going to make it easy.
I mean, I just, you know, really, you know, someone that's comfortable enough in their own skin. No, I'm serious. Somebody's comfortable enough in their own skin and confident, you know, not just kind of like, you know, sort of going through the motions, but somebody that knows himself well enough to know that regardless of whatever they might think about me, that they're not worried about, oh, you know, you talking to, I know you got girls, whatever city, yada, yada, yada. It's like, if I'm investing my time and energy in you, the most valuable thing that a man can give you is his time, because you can't get that back. You know what I mean? So
sure,
I'm spending my time. You feel me? Like, if I'm spending my time with you, like, you know, then that's what it is. Like, I'm with you. Like, you don't need to be worried about whatever fictitious individual in whatever other cities. Like, I'm talking to you. You know what I mean? Just somebody strong.
Or this is the other trick. They become really good friends with your publicist.
Right, like,
you know,
so,
and at least, you know, and shout out to Elise, because she's such a sweetheart, you know, even though she's not going to fall for it, but that's what they do, you know, they try to get in good with all your friends and stuff so that, you know, they can feel like the one.
Right, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, but that's cool, though. Like, you know, to me, I understand, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, who are we kidding? It's like, I'm a musician or whatever, or artist, and I guess, in a way, like, the same thing that you know, they see or may be attracted to, others might see. So it's kind of, and vice versa, you know, if, you know, if, you know, obviously the things that I see and that I'm attracted to, others will see. But I guess at the end of the day, regardless of, you know, regardless of whatever relationship with a publicist or whatever, or management or something like that, at the end of the day, it comes down to us. It's a choice, right? Like, as
yes,
much as love
absolutely.
Is a beautiful feeling, love is also a choice. So if we
yeah,
choose to, you know what I'm saying? If we choose to respect
yeah.
one another, if we choose to have that communication, if we choose to come back to the table, if we choose to see the adversities that we go through as opportunities to strengthen what we're building and grow together, then it'll work. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree. I'm just trying to get the information for the ladies because, you know, they want to know.
I appreciate that. You're helping me right now.
Hey, we talk through things on this show. That's what we do here.
right.
So let's talk about, okay, so we'll get back to that later. Let's talk about some of your career highlights. What are some of the brightest, biggest moments that come to mind while being on this journey? I know that you had the privilege of performing with Stevie Wonder.
Yeah,
that had to be a big
absolutely.
One. Any other ones come to mind?
Having the opportunity to step on stage at Massey Hall in Toronto with Prince, that was huge as well. A lot of my heroes, I remember, you know, first starting out and Charlie Wilson, you know, coming into town.
Oh,
and I remember like my father playing like Gap Band records around the house. And, you know, I was a big Guy fan, and, you know, Aaron Hall was everything. And I remember my dad heard me playing, like, you know, the first Guy album, was like, who's that? I was like, are you kidding me? That's Guy. That's like, that's Aaron Hall. That's the man right there. Like, that's the dude. He was like, man, you know, he listened to Charlie Wilson, I guarantee you. You need to listen to some of this. And, you know, I remember him playing Gap Band around the house. Yeah, and I was like, oh, man, this dude is the truth. So, you know, I had an opportunity to actually go to one of the Gap Band shows, and Charlie, needless to say, I mean, he's been killing it forever, and just he was killing it like every other show. He was murdering an incredible show, and my manager at the time arranged it for me to be able to go up on stage, and that was huge.
Right.
That was big. You know, I had an opportunity to tour. My first national tour with Alicia Keys, and you know, she's the consummate professional, and she's just out of this world. She gives everything. She leaves everything on stage. Her fans mean everything to her. So you see, you know, her approach night in, night out. Nothing's contrived.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's forced. It's like, you know, and that was pretty incredible. You know, just to be able to see that firsthand. So a lot of incredible moments, you know, in my life.
Wow.
Very blessed. Yeah.
Do you have any that you have, you know, any come to mind that you want to do, like on your to-do list? People that you want to perform with or write with? Or?
Oh, man, wow. We start getting to that, this will not end. I've already had the pleasure of working with Melanie Fiona from Toronto, you know, who's like, you know, one of the homies, and just, she's just beautiful inside and out. I mean, aside from the fact that her just being incredibly sexy and, you know, just a gorgeous woman, just her energy and her heart, she's a beautiful person, and her talent is enormous. And, you know, we had a chance to vibe, and, you know, we was in the studio, one of the songs on the album, with Moment of Truth coming, called All My Love. You know, we was kind of in the studio, like, trying to out-sing each other and everything, like, typical stuff. But it was funny. We just laugh at ourselves. And it was a good time, you know, jokes, you know, cracking jokes on each other. And she's amazing, you know. But as far as other people I would love to have the chance to work with, I mean, you know, who knows, man? Who knows what the future has to hold or whatever. There's a lot of people that I would love to have the opportunity to take the same stage with, whether it's, you know, D'Angelo, or, you know, I could see, like, you know, even from, you know, a package tour, I'd love to do, you know, I'd love to do stuff with Bruno Mars, even, like, you know, have the opportunity to write with him, and or anything like that. Like, there's, you know, there's a lot of people I'd love to work with.
Okay, okay. And so Moment of Truth is scheduled to come out when? That was a question from
August.
There were no wins at
all. August 20th this year, you know, 2013, and I'm really, really excited, man. August 20th, like, you have no idea. It's been a while. It's been, you know, some time coming. Yeah, so, you know, I'm really excited at the fact that, you know, this new venture with Rough House Capital, and, you know, it's, you know, I always working on music the entire way, but to be able to, you know, and I've, you know, people have asked me, stop me in the street, send me emails like, yo, what you doing? You know, when the new music coming? And I'm like, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And, you know, to be able to sit here today and say, like, yes, you know, it's finally happening. Like, I'm really excited, man.
Wow. And then not only that, but it speaks volumes that you're able to retain the people that love your music, you know, because sometimes the audience can be so fickle, you know, they're out of sight, out of mind. But the fact that they're, you know, they're hanging around, they're waiting for you to come out with something new. That's awesome.
Yeah. No, it is. I mean, I'm grateful to them that it mattered enough to them that, you know, they consider me relevant enough that, you know, they were still, you know, interested in me doing music, making music. And waiting on music. So, you know, I'm grateful to them that, you know, having this opportunity to make this album, it's really about them. You know what I mean? It's like, I love what I do. I love the process of being able to make music. But if it's not for the purpose of giving, then, you know, I mean, there's really no point to it. So for the fact that there's people out there willing and ready to receive it, that's, you know, that's awesome. And you know, even people along the way that might not be familiar with me, you know, where it's like, you know, they might either hear even us having this conversation where, you know, they're
right,
like, oh, I'm not really familiar with dude's music, you know what, I'm gonna check him out, you know what I mean? So, you know,
that's
a real, it's privilege.
Yeah. Well, we so appreciate you taking the time out to join us today. Where can people find you, A, and then B, do you have any performances coming up soon?
Sure. You know what? Everybody, you know, folks can find me at Being Glenn Lewis, B-E-I-N-G, Glenn Lewis, on Twitter, or they can find me just straight up, just Glenn Lewis on Facebook. You know, and I'm actively involved with my, you know, my social sites, and, you know, just loving to talk to fans and, you know, getting close to, you know, the people that, you know, take the time out to reach out and express, you know, how they feel about the music. So, you know, I'm there. And, I mean, you know, that's
any shows coming up? Any shows in space or
that's really about it. Actually, shows are coming. Shows are coming. Don't have any. I don't have any set dates on a promo tip, but I'm absolutely coming, and I will put them on my sites. So for anybody that want to come check me out, whatever shows I got coming up, definitely check out my sites, and you know, you'll be able to see what's going on.
And we will support that on the blog for the radio show. We will put dates and stuff like that on the blog. So that'll be good.
I appreciate that.
Let the people know. Let them know. Well, thanks again, Glenn. Do you have any big plans for the weekend?
You know what? You know, I'm probably, really it's just family and friends this Memorial weekend.
Good.
Like, I'm just, you know, I'm just chilling. Tonight, probably going to go out with the boys and everything and, you know, whatever, just fall back. And then, you know, I'll probably end up spending the remainder of the weekend with family. So, you know, it's keeping it simple.
Okay. Well, we will definitely keep our listeners posted for any upcoming dates. We have Wilma asking in the chat room if you're going to be in the D.C. Baltimore area. So make sure you slide through there so Ms. Wilma can come and check you out.
Oh, absolutely. How can I not? Real music lovers is in D.C. Like, you know,
I know.
D.C., you know what I'm saying? D.C., Chicago, Philly, Baltimore, that little whole zone, you know. So I will absolutely be touching down, you know, in the near future. So as soon as I have dates, I will definitely be putting that out.
Well, we really appreciate you. We're going to let you go now, but we want you to have a great, fantastic weekend, and we really look forward to some music.
Oh,
and
absolutely. Likewise.
When you see at least give her a big old hug for me and tell her that we'll be looking for the record.
I will. And I appreciate y'all taking the time out
and
doing
thank
this.
You so
know
much.
What I mean? So
have
Sweet
a
Truth,
great weekend.
Michelle, appreciate y'all. Have a great Memorial weekend.
You too. Be safe. We'll
all right, y'all take care.
In the review radio, Glenda was right there. Call 646-478-5123. Any questions, any follow-up stuff that you may have, any comments on what he has said, because he did say a lot. So, you know, we want to hear all of that from ECU out there. Definitely just get it in. And right now I'm going to do his latest Can't Say Love from the upcoming project. Glenda Lewis, y'all, in the review.
Girl, I can't fight no more. I'm not being complete. Why someone I love? Not with me, not with me. Gotta get it back somehow. Unless an expiration date is coming gone on us, baby. Yeah. No matter who I'm with, what the crazy is, having out of love couldn't say it. I haven't said I love you to nobody. Happy when I can, say it once again. Give to you my heart, put it in your hand. Until then, I'll be quiet. Oh, see, I can't tell someone something I don't say. To open up, it's got to be real. Can't say love, not without you. No, not that word. Love, not without you. Say I like, maybe I care, maybe I feel deeply, but no, not love. No, not without, I can't say love. No, not without you. Can't say that word, love. Not without you. Say I like,
maybe
I care,
maybe
I feel deeply, but no, not love. No, love. We ended up apart. I try to make sense of it, can I stop? Because of you, I know it feels like impossible for me to find that twice.
And do you, baby?
Know the blind young lady alive. See, I always be missing your vibe. Girl, I'm tired of living a lie.
No matter who I'm with, what's so crazy is having out of love. Couldn't say it since.
Haven't said I love you to nobody. No. Heart, put it in your hands. Until then, I'll be
quiet.
See, I can't tell someone something I don't need to open up. It's got to be real. Why
can't
they
love? Not without you.
No, not that word.
Love,
not without you. Say I like, baby, I can't
move.
Without you,
can't say
And even though I keep on trying, it's like nothing seems to help. I see you raving up your head now, and I ain't about to go through that. That's a good enough reason I'm leaving. This time I won't come back. Don't deserve the way you play your mind. Before I know it now, it ain't worth it, it ain't worth it, all the hurting.
Just like you need it. Would you leave a little bit on the plate for me, baby? Baby, I teach you how to give me just what I need, maybe. I try you like you. What I've been waiting for you, maybe. nothing, but I like you. And I remember our groove back in 92.
Oh,
Amanda Holly, ladies and gentlemen. Amanda Holly. Yes, indeed.
The applause.
She'll be here next
right?
week. That
you going back? You going to the show?
What's that?
I think she's performing in New York.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. You may have to go do
really?
A full scale investigation.
Yes.
That was a nice little music run. you're tuned in to Indie Review Radio here every Saturday from 12 to 1:30. Myself and C Truth. We love what we do here. We provide a platform for all things independent, and we provide a chat room to talk about everything except music.
That's right. But hey, it's called a chat room. I mean, it doesn't
it's
say
usually,
chat music.
It's usually
it's
around
chat.
Food, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, who doesn't? You know, like
oh, yeah.
Food,
we talk so. About food all the time in the chat room. We have Lady Ginger, we have Miss Wilma Jones, we have Nat Burns, and guest 935. We don't see your name, but we see you all the same, and we appreciate you for being there. All the intellectuals are joining us today.
That's right. That's right.
We
and I
like
was saying that.
That
I never heard, you know, anybody say out loud that, oh, I want a veggie burger. You know, I never heard anybody say that. Not
well,
out loud.
I want
know.
A veggie burger. Well, you know what, C-Truth, remember when you were here and we went to Vegetarian Paradise, the Jamaican vegetarians,
oh, cool.
the vegan Jamaican spot?
Absolutely.
They have the absolute best veggie burgers. And guess what? They're served on a wheat cocoa bread. And when I tell you, out of sight.
Okay.
Like, it's insane. They're so good. And so, you know, I'm looking at
back.
All this barbecue stuff, weekend, you know, Memorial Day weekend. I'm like, wait a minute. I want a veggie burger. That's what
right,
I want.
Right, right. Nah, I hear you.
From
I'm going
to
be doing the same. I'm going to be doing the same. But I got to go back there, though, to get
oh,
that
my
particular
goodness.
Piece now. Because I didn't have
yeah,
that
food,
last time.
It's just so good. And I did tell you about the vegan Chinese food spot I found. So that's another great spot here, right off,
yeah,
right
so,
off of Beaufort Highway, not too far from my house. When I tell you good, just good, food's just great. No complaints, no complaints.
So that's what, four spots now that we added yeah. to the next time on my itinerary?
So you have to hurry back. And I don't know if you guys had a chance to check out my Facebook page, but the Indie Review Live was this Thursday at the Elixir in downtown Lithonia. And we had the Ambassadors there, which is a band from Lithonia. And when I tell you they played that roof off of that spot, I mean, they were absolutely amazing. So in our quest to find a house band for Indie Review Live, they are definitely in the runnings.
Okay, okay.
Definitely in the runnings. They did a fantastic job. So I will definitely keep everybody posted for the next one. We're not going to do them weekly, but possibly biweekly or once a month, so I'll keep everyone posted. But, yeah, they did a really fantastic job. I love them. The Ambassadors. And you can find their page on Facebook, and it's spelled Ambassadors, and the F on the end is a dollar sign, so you can do a search for them.
No doubt, no doubt, absolutely.
Yeah,
and in that mix, we did some I'm a What, and she has a show coming up actually on Sunday, tomorrow. It's
oh, awesome.
Going to be on Fulton Street in Brooklyn, the My Sweet Art Gallery, 1103 Fulton Street. Show kicks off at 10 p.m. And it's actually the after party for Dance Africa, which is going on at BAM. I think they're doing
wow.
something.
That's amazing.
I think they're doing something all weekend, or maybe it's just tomorrow, and then, like, you know, there's going to be like a continuance of, you know, the whole big dance situation going down at the you know, My Sweet Art Gallery, called the Aphrodisiac Experience, that, you know, Alma told us about when she was on the program. So that's kicking off tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
10 p.m. in New York City in Brooklyn, 1103 Fulton Street. So we're definitely going on out there and check it out. I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing, but, you know, we'll
it's
going to
be something, right?
Oh, it's
you're going to be doing something.
I mean, just Alma alone is going to be insane. Insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
And it's, I hope you guys are having great weather. It's beautiful here. So, Yeah, I have to get out here and enjoy some of this sunshine and nice breeze. And you know, even though I work from home, I still get excited about three-day weekends. Just because they're three-day weekends, I suppose. So, yeah, Lady Ginger's in the chat room looking for some Vegas stories.
That'll be in the book. That'll be with the book when that's released.
All right.
20 years from now.
Right. When you can get rid of all the evidence, right?
No, there's no evidence.
Okay. Oh, you already did it. Okay, no problem.
There's no evidence.
That's not a problem at all.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Not
and
a problem
I don't have
at all. No
anything that requires getting rid of evidence. Like, what I do
okay.
is, you know, it's all clean fun.
Okay.
But fun nevertheless.
Right. And we want to continue to keep the families in Oklahoma in prayer. Those tornadoes are something else. And, I mean, I have a little storm room here in case we get some bad weather. But I thought to myself, now, wait a minute. If a tornado came and flattened all of this, the storm room would mean nothing. I need to dig a hole in the ground. That's what I need to do.
But you'd be safe, though. At least you'd still be alive, and you could always rebuild, you know.
Of course.
You can't get your life back.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, I guess anywhere you go, you know, you hear people saying, oh, well, I would never live in California. I can't do earthquakes. But then you have people that would rather do tornadoes or hurricanes than earthquakes or vice versa. And I guess everywhere you go, there's something. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's important just to stay prayed up and, you know, make sure that, you know, you've mended your broken bridges.
And we're in a time
and live
where,
your life in the moment.
We're in a time where there's something going on everywhere. There's just nowhere you can escape. And not only that,
yeah.
but the things that do happen elsewhere, the earthquakes, the hurricanes, the tornadoes and so forth, has an effect on everything else elsewhere.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're not escaping. I mean, it's like, Lady Ginger was saying it's been raining like for 3 days straight, you know, in New York. Like, that's an effect coming from those tornadoes.
Yeah.
That's
it's
a direct,
all connected.
You know,
we're all connected. Yeah, we're all connected. And it's important just to be pleasant, live life to the fullest. That's
absolutely.
All you can do. And it can be scary sometimes when, you know, people see things happening around the world and it, you know, creates a little bit of fear in our hearts. But you know, we can't live life in fear. We have to be courageous and vulnerable and open and appreciate every moment. And that's not the daily slice for the day, but that is the truth.
It's a slice. It's not the daily slice. It's just
right.
a slice.
It's, yeah. It's a piece. It's someone licking the icing off. That's all.
Right.
Yeah,
but you know what? It's time to do the Indy 100 of the week.
All right.
It's been a minute since we've done that. I know y'all just wanting to hear those sound effects that we've been making for so long now. But anyway,
we missed that. We missed it.
I know. But for those who don't know, the Indy 100 Artists of the Week are those musicians who are in the fast lane, burning rubber towards stardom, setting stages into a tailspin while maneuvering their high-frequency equipment. And this week we have a group called Black Fantastic. Don't have much information on them because they're on some, I guess, covert superhero-type stuff and just want you to know about their music pretty much. Which is cool. I can dig that. But all I know about them is that they're an experimental soul duo coming from the Los Angeles area, consisting of two gentlemen, Roman Lee Norfleet and Jack Hammond. And they are all about their artistry and growth of that and so forth. And they have a particular piece out right now entitled Black Fantastic. It's self-titled. And what we're going to do is a piece off of that called Who We Are, and maybe we'll find out who we are, you know, after we hear that. But yes,
let's
Black Fantastic, Indy 100 Artists of the Week, and here we go, Who We Are.
We are who we are. We come but too far. damn love the way you do, baby. Can't seem to control myself. Move and throw that beat, baby. Want you to know what I feel. I love the way you talk. Low and sweet in my ear. I got something good. Ooh. Yeah, I feel me.
There, Sasha Simone, coming all the way from Australia, and let me give a big ups to her and congratulations. She just had a baby, which was a boy, so there you go. The song was called Oh Boy. She had a baby boy recently, so congratulations.
Awesome. That's awesome. And we want to give a big old shout out and happy birthday to Didi Socheda. Today is her birthday.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah, today is her birthday, and we are celebrating her today. So, tuned in. Happy birthday, Queen. Queens never quit.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Hey,
yeah.
Whatever happened to the Indie Review intern? How's she doing?
The what? Oh,
the Indie Review intern.
Oh, well, Miss Temple happens to be in Barbados, so she's doing really well.
Excuse me.
Yeah, she overseas. She's eating some conch salad or something. With a drink with a umbrella in it.
Oh, that's so good. So good.
She's getting it in. She's getting it in. Well, we're at the end of another show, and it is time for our daily slice. Well, I was going to go into the total big old thing, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to read it to you. And just for those that don't know, the daily slice is just a small sliver of life's cake that we share with you every week so that you can reflect on it or do as you wish with it, share it, whatever. So today's daily slice is this. If you ever find yourself so excited that you can hardly contain yourself, then don't. Explode from your happiness and infect others with it. And that's our daily slice.
That's what it is.
From the Cake Every, that's from the Cake Every Day Facebook page that I posted on Friday. But yeah, oftentimes, you know, you hear people say that I'm so happy I can just explode. Okay, let it out. Like, share your happiness. What are you happy about? So we like to hear other people's happy stories. So if you ever find yourself on the receiving end of one, just smile. Don't roll your eyes and suck your teeth like you don't want to hear it. Be happy, too.
That's right.
That is our daily slice for the week, and you guys have a fantastic and safe weekend. Enjoy your time off if you're off work on Monday. And, you know, we'll be here next week doing it again, and we hope that you guys can join us.
That's right. I think I might be on the road next. I'm not sure. I got to check the schedule.
Okay. So we'll commune about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know how I do.
Oh,
but anyway.
Lady Ginger said she's so happy about her sriracha. Her daily slice application. She's so funny. We so appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a beautiful thing, sriracha. Love sriracha.
I've never had sriracha.
No? Oh.
I'm going to have to do a full-scale investigation now because you guys can't out-food me. I'm going to figure it out.
You got to do a little sriracha.
Okay. And you guys, don't forget, if you miss us during the week, feel free to shoot us an email at indiereviewcd@gmail.com if you want to refer anyone to the show or share the show with anyone. Go to indiereviewcd.com where you can listen to all the shows over the last couple of years because we've been doing this for a minute. So
that's it. Coming up on 3.
Love and Light as always. Yeah. Believe it or not. Yep. Sending you lots of love and light, and we hope that you guys meet us here next week. Have a fantastic weekend, and C-Truth is going to take us out with some good old music.
Range the Messenger, Battle Cry. Peace, y'all.
Here
Have a great, great weekend.
Peace.
Standard. Don't even think to ask questions, so it's no answer. And the same place like poker watches. On street corners with cameras with them folks' garages. Pawns in the game, bars, super flame drawn. Corner the king or get a queen with the same pawn. Now the game's on, we strike till our foes run. We fight till the war's won to bring light to the dawn.
Take it there if you open up.